Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. The voice, the lead singer for the Platters. I know that's some of you think that's ancient music, but that's still resonates after all these years. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Let's talk about some of the public policy things that are going on right now. Where do you think we are with healthcare today, the healthcare reform as of right now?
Well, I don't think that the ball has been moved forward with the introduction of the Baucus plan.
Tell the audience what that is.
Well, if those have been following the debate, understand that Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus was working with this gang of six, a bipartisan group of senators, to put forward what was supposed to be a bipartisan type of consensus plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he introduced that plan a couple of days ago. It did not have any Republican support. In fact, when he basically unveiled it, it was attacked from both the left and the right and the middle. I mean, no one was happy with it. And some say in Washington, well, that is a sign that it's a good plan. And, of course, I disagree
right.
with that. Sometimes when everyone is opposed to it, there's a reason.
There's a reason for it.
I really try to be fair and look through these plans, Jim, as you know, to say, look, is there anything that will be helpful to small business in this plan? And I read the 223-page document. It's not even legislative text yet. And to be honest with you, you know, Jim, anything that would help small businesses in terms of potential co-ops or cross-border
right.
selling of health care plans or tax credits, these things are either much too limited or much too mangled from a rules and bureaucracy perspective
to
make a difference. It's not going to be helpful. It taxes insurance companies and insurance plans.
Right.
It taxes medical device manufacturers.
See, this is what,
many
this
of
is
those
what makes
who are small businesses.
This is what bothers me about what's being proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that the president says about when he talks about health care, there is an underlying disdain for anybody in the private sector, it seems. The doctors, he's dissed the doctors, he's dissed the drug companies, he's dissed the hospitals, the insurance companies. I mean, it's as if there's an underlying feeling that all those people are bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that way? Do you get that feeling?
Yeah, you mean I think he said
about doctors. You know, they'd rather cut a leg off than heal it. I mean, he actually said basically that very thing, and that's I just don't think that's productive. But I want to ask you about the co-op thing.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to us what a co-op would look like. Is that in your mind, is that anything like association of health plans?
You know, it can be if they're structured correctly. And I've talked to co-op directors who have models throughout the country, and what makes them work is that they're non-bureaucratic.
The government's not involved in them, are they?
They're organically developed. They listen to their members. They have a choice in plan. They offer a wide variety of different types of plans based on cost, based on this, based on that, and they're run by volunteer board of directors. No, they're not involved, and that's.
But
and
now,
that's,
when Mr. Obama, when President Obama talks about co-ops, is he talking about that kind of a co-op or a co-op the government would initiate
and
manage?
We don't know what type of co-op he's talking about because, Jim, quite frankly, he hasn't put forward a plan, and that's
right.
what I'm always like. Well, whose plan are you talking about when you talk about the myths? But that being said,
mm-hmm.
the plan that was offered in the Baucus bill, the co-op plan, is very government-directed. It has a lot of rules and regulations. It begins with government money that, you know, the government will provide billions in dollars in cash to start up these cooperatives.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that there is going to be... It's going to be a bunch of rules and regulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they sound good in that, well, volunteers run them. There's no conflict of interest. There's conflict of interest clauses, blah, blah, blah. but they have to order, offer minimum benefits, they have to do this, they have to do that. And when you start, imposing those types of rules and restrictions, then you start, developing, I think, what you have in terms of the problems in the states right now, in terms of those rules and regulations that are driving up the cost of care.
Speaking of the states, now, when you talk about co-ops that you've seen before, you're talking about co-ops within a state, probably, right?
I am, because
and see, that's the problem. That's what health savings. That's what association health plans hoped would fix, would be to be allow these co-ops to operate across state lines, right?
Well, right, and that's why we need to have this type of cross-border sales that people this national marketplace for health insurance. But even if that being addressed in the Baucus bill. He says this will allow for a national marketplace for people to buy insurance across state lines. But even when I've read the text of that, there's too many rules and bureaucracy.
Right.
And
yep.
The National Association of Insurance Commissioners at the state level will be very involved with that. And that's the problem right now.
Here's what's interesting to me, Karen. We've had many of the things that the president and members of Congress are proposing have already been proposed from a private sector solution standpoint, and they were killed. They were not allowed to come to life. But yet, so they're using very, very many similar tools and techniques to accomplish this, but now they want the government to be in control of that. The idea is good. They just didn't like who was in control before.
Well, exactly.
Folks, that's what scares me. I've got to go to a break here. Mm-hmm. Karen's going to be with us on the other side of these messages. But I'm telling you, folks, this is what bothers me. The marketplace is not perfect, but it's a lot more perfect than the government. I believe that with all my heart. Tintel, stay with us. We're back. Dale, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. Karen is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, give us the website and tell us a little bit about SBE Council.
You bet, Jim. We're at sbecouncil.org. That SBECOU. I can't spell it, CONCIL.org, and we are a watchdog. We are an advocate for America's small business and entrepreneurial sector. Our goal is to protect small business and promote entrepreneurship. I would encourage people this is really a most critical time, for folks to get involved with organizations such as ours. We would love to have you join us as a member at sbecouncil.org. You can go to the Join Us little icon or image on the page. You could sign up for our e-news, our newsletter, and get that on a weekly basis. And there is so much going on right now in the nation's capital impacting small business, from taxes, regulations,
yep,
healthcare, you name it.
Protectionism.
And we address that from the small business perspective. And I think we've got some momentum and we're making a difference right now, but we do need the engagement of real people, of small business people.
Yep.
I mean, look what's made the difference in healthcare and energy and all
mm-hmm.
those other issues. It's people getting involved and going to town hall meetings and contacting their members and going to rallies.
Well, thank you for all the work that you do, Karen. Folks, I encourage you to check out sbecouncil.org and find out all that they do. You know Ray Keating, who's Karen's chief economist, who's on the show often. He does a lot of great work on small business issues, and so I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Karen, something that's happened recently that hasn't been getting a lot of play time because a lot of airtime because there are other things that seem to be a little sexier going on, but the president recently signed increased a tariff on tires from China.
Mm.
Now I don't know what China's doing with tires. I don't know if they're I don't know the issues. Anytime I hear about a president increasing a tariff at a time when we should be promoting free trade, it really troubles me.
Well,
And let me say this. I said the exact same thing about eight years ago when Bush put a tariff on steel.
Yes, and well, not only that, Jim, but also during these very tough economic times, in terms of policies and practices that are going to keep the cost of goods low or competitive, and what's going to happen is the cost of tires are going to go up.
Well, see, what happens is it triggers a cascading effect. I mean, you might say, well, so what? There's a few tires. Let me tell you something, folks. It's not the tires. It's the precedent that it's setting, and it cascades, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And what happens is, it's tit for tat, in terms of, well, we're going to do this. Now we're going to do that. And, okay, we're going to slap tariffs on this and that. And it does escalate, and then
that's how we got the Depression.
Yeah.
The Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, ladies and gentlemen, of about 1932 was the one of the main triggers that kicked the globe into recession and caused us not to come out of what happened in 29. That and higher taxes. They raised taxes, and they passed the Smoot-Hawley Tariff, and that cascaded our globe into a depression.
Yeah, and you wish Chairman Bernanke would say something along those lines, because he's supposed to be
the
scholar on the Depression.
Yeah,
and he hasn't mentioned one thing
he's
about
been
taxes
MIA, hasn't
or
he?
Tariffs or trade issues or anything like that. And you're like, well, gee, how much of an expert is he? I'm just shocked, because I think Greenspan, for everyone that said good things and bad things about him, I definitely think he would have been more vocal on these types
right.
of issues.
Right.
And to just at least,
Well, we know he's an expert on the Depression. What we don't know is if he really is a free trader.
Well, that's true.
I don't know that we know that, do we?
No, we don't. We don't. And I, to be fair, I haven't, read, in terms of what he's fully said about
right.
the Depression and its causes. But at any rate, Jim, this doesn't help also in terms of any of the free trade agreements that are before Congress. Certainly around the globe right now, you do have countries looking at the U.S. from a more skeptical,
right.
Position, not
mm-hmm.
only in terms of our policies and our spending,
right.
but now along the trade lines. And we should be the leader in setting,
right.
setting the trend and setting policies in terms of this open and open marketplace. And now
mm-hmm.
we're moving in a different direction.
I agree. We got to stop the protectionism, folks. That's not good for anybody. Karen, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, sbecouncil.org. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.